Welcome to On the Couch with Kiwi, a podcast series at FIU CAPS. I'm your host, Zena Peters. I'm pleased to introduce to you today Dr. Natasha Hahn, University Psychologist at CAPS. She will talk to us today about depression. Welcome, Dr. Hahn.
Hi, Zena. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
We're so happy to have you here. So let's jump right in. Can you tell us what is depression and what are some of the symptoms of a depressive episode?
Yeah, so a lot of people, when they think of depression, they think it's just sadness, but depression is so much more than that. In addition to having like a low mood or period of sadness, there's also a loss of interest in things that people typically used to find pleasurable. There's an experience of fatigue, low motivation, difficulty concentrating. You'll definitely see those three symptoms really impact college students a lot in regards to like their homework or their ability to get out of bed to go to class or to make it through all of their responsibilities for the day. You'll also notice isolation and the desire to withdraw. Also a period of just worthlessness, of not feeling of value, and that is something that can really impact students as well. You'll see disturbances in sleep. So this can look a variety of different ways. This could be sleeping too much, sleeping too little, having difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep or waking up. You'll also see some changes in appetite, and that could be reflected in weight loss or in weight gain. Or this could be having no appetite or even just a shifted appetite from what the person is used to, where they notice that they're is maybe a greatly reduced amount of meals that they consume throughout the day. And all of those things are important to pay attention to. A lesser known symptom are thoughts of death or suicidal ideation, which are really common in depression symptoms. And so sometimes people are really puzzled why they're having these recurrent thoughts of death or maybe harming themselves, but know that they really don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes for people that we work with at CAPS, it becomes a warning sign for them to realize like, well, maybe I am experiencing a depressive episode right now. It's really important to talk to a professional, a mental health professional, to see what type of depression that someone may have, because there's so many different types of depression. The different symptoms that I just described to you are very common in depressive episodes, where typically a person experiences these symptoms for most of the day, nearly every day, for nearly 2 weeks, but that's just one type of depression. There are others. So consulting with someone who is familiar with the different types is really important to know more about what's going on with you.
So how common is depression among college students?
Oh, that's a great question. So there's a lot of data that's collected around the nation at college counseling centers that point to at least a third, typically between 30 to 40% of students coming into concerns at college counseling centers are reporting depressive episodes. So the number's pretty high.
What are some of the ways depression is impacted by gender?
So that's another really good question. So for those who are transgender or gender nonconforming, you will definitely see that those students will exhibit higher symptoms of depression. And a lot of that comes from societal treatment or just all the challenges that come in just exploring their own identity and just embracing who they are and the conflicts that come around that transition at times. For those who identify as cis female, you will see a lot of anxiety and physical symptoms, perhaps some eating related disorders that come up. A lot of times people think that women will experience depression more than men. And even though there is a lot of data that indicates that, however, a part of that is women are more socialized to share their to share their distress. And so they're more likely to report as opposed to those who identify as cis male. They are typically more socialized to underreport, a greater sense of shame, even acknowledging that they are experiencing distress. And how some of that may manifest is that you will see more anger, irritability, maybe some more aggression, maybe more substance use. And so those are different ways that when you think about the spectrum of gender, how depression can potentially intertwine or be impacted.
Mm-hmm. What about in respect to culture? Is there a difference in the expression of depression amongst different cultures?
Yeah, so particularly working at a university like FIU, where the population is so diverse, we see a lot of different cultural manifestations of depression that look different from some of the symptoms that I shared with you earlier. Oftentimes, those who have identification with Eastern Asian cultures or cultures where there is an African background, you'll see more of a physical manifestation of the symptoms. So headaches, and stomach aches are really common, maybe just general muscle aches and pains. And you'll see less of the connection with some of the emotional states that come with depression, so sadness. Typically, those who have very culturally diverse backgrounds, there may not be as much validation around the existence of mental health or around the existence of depression. And so oftentimes when people are so invalidated by family or friends or partners, their depression symptoms will tend to manifest differently as well, because there's a lot of ignoring and avoiding of what they're experiencing. So really paying attention to the way that culture impacts depression is important.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the risks that can come out of an unmanaged depression?
So a part of what makes depression a disorder is particularly if it's disrupting one's normal daily functioning. And so this could be difficulty in academic performance and difficulty in school and work. There can also be challenges in relationships, partnerships, tension with family, difficulty just meeting overall responsibilities that a person may have. If someone does have any sort of physical consequence of their depression, which could be resulting out of eating related concerns, and that is something that can be really challenging when someone is depressed and not really consuming, you know, the resources that they need just to kind of keep themselves going from day to day. Also, substance use and abuse has physical consequences as well. So there are a lot of different consequences that can come out of unmanaged depression.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned resources. I'm curious, what should a student do if they feel they need help managing their depression?
So, you know, students have access to CAPS as a resource on campus. And so we offer a variety of different services. We have groups that are dedicated to helping students with depression in their semester-long groups. We also have workshops that are much more brief in nature. So they're a couple weeks long, and they're, you know, very instructional in regards to different things that students can do on their own to try to manage and self-manage. We also can offer individual counseling, and we can also offer an opportunity to meet with psychiatrists for a psychiatric evaluation to see if medication is something that could potentially help students. So there are a lot of different resources there, and collaborating with a professional mental health clinician is something that is very much recommended if a person is concerned about their depression.
Yeah.
It's important to keep in mind that a part of depression includes feelings of worthlessness, and oftentimes you'll have students who won't want to come in because they feel like when they are experiencing depression and they're asking for help, that that's a sign of weakness. And actually, it is a sign of strength to be able to ask for help and to be vulnerable in that way and to really just take care of yourself the way that you need. And so, you know, that's something that's so important to be aware of. If you are experiencing depression and having challenges in coming in for services, that is a part of the presentation of depression. Mm-hmm. Is some of that self-doubt and worthlessness feeling, but it's actually a lot of strength to come in. And we certainly encourage and applaud students whenever they're able to make that decision for themselves.
Yeah. Well, I would like to really take this time to thank you, Dr. Han, for joining us today and sharing all of this information with us. If you would like to learn more about CAPS, please visit us at caps.fiu.edu. to listen to more podcasts and to learn more about CAPS services. Thank you for joining us today.